Good evening to one and all present here with us. We welcome you to the Time Technoplast Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Kaviraj Private Limited. This conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company which are based on beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performances and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhijit Mukesh Purohit from Kaviraj Securities Private Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Kaviraj Securities Private Limited welcomes you all for Q2 H1 FY25 earnings conference call of Time Technoplast Limited. Today, on the call we have with us the management team, which is represented by Mr. Bharat Kumar Vagheria, Managing Director, Mr. Raghupati Tyagarajan, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Sandeep Modi, Senior VP Accounts and Corporate Planning, and Mr. Hemant Soni, VP Legal and Corporate Affairs. Now, without any further delays, I hand over the call to Mr. Bharat Kumar Vagheria for his opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon to all the participants and my colleagues. And thank you, Mr. Abhijit, for the introduction to management. It's our pleasure to convene today the present and discuss the result for Q2 and H1 of FY2025, as well as to provide our outlook for the remainder of the fiscal year, FY25. We are pleased to report a continued strengthen over Q2 FY25 with a year-on-year growth of 17% in volume and corresponding 15% in the revenue. There is a difference of 2% because of the prices seen in the downward trend, and as the company policy to transfer the prices to the customer. This performance has been underpinned by robust demand in our industrial packaging segment alongside an exceptional 36% surge in our CNG composite cascade business. Additionally, our profit after tax for the Q2 has demonstrated an impressive year-on-year increase of 40%, and I remember the similar increase was in the Q1 also. The reflecting the benefit of optimized capacity utilizations and as well as the reduction in the finance and the depreciation cost. The demand for type 4 composite cylinder for CNG cascade remained particularly strong, with our current order book standing at approximately ₹185 crores. This momentum is complemented by substantial growth in the sale of our value-added product, including composite cylinder for both LPG and CNG. While our core industrial packaging business continue to perform with stability. Given the favorable trends and the solid foundations we have established across our key businesses segments, we remain confident in our prospect for the remainder of the year. As in the beginning itself we have said, we'll grow around 15% and that's, we hope it will continue. In spite of you, we all are aware that there was a challenging quarter this year, especially because rain seasons were increased substantially. And last in the month of October also rain was there. But looking to that, I think remaining 5 months looks very good as far as India part is concerned. With that, I would like to turn over the attention to the detailed financial and operational highlights which have been communicated before in our results. Let us take a moment to review the key takeaways together. During Q2 FY25, I will provide you the Q2 FY24 figure also on a consolidation basis. Net sale achieved 1,372 crores as against the previous year same period was 1,195 crores. So there is a revenue growth of 15%. The EBITDA is increased 197 crores from 167 crores. Paid after tax is increased to 98 crores as against 70 crores. We are just 2 runs away from the century. So we hope should get it in the next quarter. Compared with the corresponding quarter previous year, The net sale increased 15% and almost in India 14%, overseas little more achievement is 16%, volume increase 16%, India overseas 18%, EBITDA increase overall 18% and PAT increase by 40%. So first half of the on consolidation basis, normally I have clarified in my past this conference call also, normally in the first half we achieve 45% of our revenue, the first quarter 32% and second quarter 24%, and balance 55% we achieve in the second and third quarter, which is 26% and around 28%. So during the H1 FY25, net sale stood 2,602 crores exactly, as against 2,225 crores. EBITDA 372 crores as against 315 last year. Profit after tax 178 as against 127. So in terms of the percentage, sales increased by 14%. Almost India and overseas are same. Volume is also India and overseas same, 16%. EBITDA increased by 18%. PAT increased by 40%. H1 25 EBITDA margin is, there is a sub increase in the EBITDA margins also by 40 basis point, means it's achieved 14.3% as against 13.9% the previous year same half, first half. Now share of the business, yes, when you have seen the EBITDA margin improvement is there, it means percentage of the established versus valued products is increased. Valued products grew by 21% in H1 FY25 as compared to HY FY24, while established product grew by 13%. The share of the valued product is now 27%. The total sale in FY25 as against 25% before. And I again, when talking about the valued products, company is also taking target of achieving 35% valued product sale in the next 2 to 3 years time. So we are on that directions only. Now share of the India and overseas business remain constant in H, continue as 65% India, 35% overseas. And EBITDA margin at the both India and overseas surpassed the 14% range. Net cash from operating activities continuously increasing and companies is H1 FY25 is 238 crores. Company focus on debt reduction is continue. In the first half, reduced by 52 crores. Total capex incurred during the 1 FY25 was 94 crores, which is included rupees 39 crores to the regular maintenance capex, capacity expansion, re-engineering, automations, etc., and 55 crores towards the value-added products, mainly composite products and the other IBC. Now certain major events which has occurred during this quarter, I can say first half, also would like to give your attention, even though I have given in earning presentation clarification, because some of the people in between have also asked, I thought it is better to give clarifications on the conference call. So most of the people who are present or process register can come to know about that. And these all the things already informed to the NSE, BSE, Stock Exchange as per the required guidelines. Now, especially as part of the QIP concern, as the company board has approved QIP, qualified institution placement of up to 1,000 crores, and this is enabling resolutions. Object is already mentioned, and as this resolution is valid for 1 year time. Because I have received certain questions from my investor why it is required. I am again clarifying all of you, it is the enabling resolution for the next 1 year time. In spite of company has on plan to become a debt free by March 26, but it's thought if it is better prior to that, then we can become the faster debt free company. And company has no, the objective is also mentioned in the this QIP. Major object, the debt repayment, expansion plan, for brownfield and new products, value-added products mainly, CNG, LPG and hydrogen. I have also clarified in last my conference call further that certain Indian government gas distribution company need a same size of the cylinder, that is 14.5 kg cylinders, which company is under development but it is going to take time. And further, in the present scenario, all the distributor meets of the government companies are ongoing, so that company can also understand the market size and took the necessary action to put the capacity on place. So this is the advance. We ourselves are keeping ready for that. Now another company is also focusing, as we are all aware, that day by day or month on month, the manpower cost is especially labor cost is increasing. Because government is also focusing on the increase in the labor cost. So company is very focusing on the automations, re-engineering modifications of the existing equipments, molds, to maintain the productivity and increase the productivity and reduce the cost in terms of the kg for the manpower. And further, even though it is mentioned that funding the organic is okay, inorganic growth in the areas of the operations, yes, I am pleased to tell you, as on date, I don't have any acquisition plan of the company, because company has own plan, organic growth, and the company has own plan as mentioned recently. Then working capital requirement, because company is growing 15%, as we have decided, the company should be debt-free. So additional working capital requirement, even though company is focusing, reducing the working capital cycle days, which at one point of time was 120 days, which is now reduced to 100 days. So focus is on, and first company will achieve target to achieve the working capital cycle days of 85 to 90 days in the next 2 years' time. Then another thing, which I have mentioned, regarding the consolidation of the subsidiaries companies, Power Build Batteries and the NED. I just give you, recollect this company. Company had gone in this energy storage devices manufacturing long back in 2007. Presently, two companies, same line of the products and manufacturing, and two manufacturing places are there. But company thought it is better to use the resources available, manpower resources, marketing resources, and do the common better efficiency and effective utilization of the resources. Company management has approved, so that overall profitability can be improved. And the overall ROC from this company, where company has made investment of approximately rupees 69 crores invested by Time Technoplast as a listed company, in both the companies together. So that is the objective, for the increase the margins. Then another, you have seen one of my subsidiary, TPL Plastec, with 75% subsidiary of Time Techno, which is engaged in manufacturing of packaging products only, IBC drum, jerrycans, conical pails. But mainly that also includes the value-added product IBC, which Time Techno is also manufacturing. But as this company is also their own expansion plan, Time Techno Plus, there is no IBC manufacturing in the Maharashtra region. And the good demand is coming, which is already mentioned, a reason for demand in that Concon region. So this, and it's a government long-term lease, have already been allotment letter received. So in the next 3-4 months time, company will plan the project cost, identify, and then we'll do this project is estimated to complete next year. And just when I'm talking on this subject, last year, the TPL Plastic subsidiary company has completed expansion project in Dahej. Overwhelming response is there. Capacity utilization is already reached to the 70% in the next 6 months' time. Already it is achieved in the last 6 months' time. So looking to that overwhelming response, company thought, which is to logistic cost basis and other cost basis, to put up the plant in the Concon region. So this can be the first mover advantage. And another thing everybody would like to hear, because you know that last 8 to 10 months somebody was asked, all the people mostly asking me, what about the overseas sales? But as I mentioned very clearly, the company had agreed initially by way of an offer letter was received, but that offer letter was received based on the 22 and 23 EBITDA margin. But now as company has achieved the growth of more than 15% in Middle East, further, in the last 3-4 months, company has management has decided to put their own plant in Sharjah, which will be around 100% by subsidiary of Time Technoplast Limited. So it is better now, in uncertainty situation, to call up that the sale business, because it is very clear when company is earning more than 350 to 400 crores in a year, and the company was estimating this realization of 153 crores net of the taxes for sale proceeds of the 50% stack. So I have been advised by my board member not to sell this business and grow company for overseas businesses, which is already evident, and growth is there in the Middle East, good growth. Considering the, especially in Middle East, I can say the Saudi is up, good upcoming chemical zone areas, and when Saudi government is welcoming to expatriate and they are giving good kind of the benefits to the industry people, so we thought it is better to put our own unit there in Saudi. Currently we are servicing from our nearby countries Bahrain and small units available in Saudi also. And this will be the 100% ownership. Now, another thing also, I have clarified my note, sale of the non-core assets, which is, efforts is continuing. You remember that I have told in the last October, November, there is a targeted realizable value estimated was 125 crores. So we have fulfilled our promise and almost 50% already realized, around 65 crores. And for the balance 60 crores, efforts are on and estimating in the next 12 months time. This fund also will be utilized for the CAPEX plan. So overall CAPEX, if I tell you that we have a range of, maximum range of 200 crores, and if out of that we are realizing 125 crores, so net CAPEX will be very, very minimum. Now, I have covered most of the things, but if any other things I have left, I am keeping open over, open the floor for the questions, if any, which I have not covered. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Is my voice audible?
Yeah.
I just want to understand regarding our business. Now, when we indicated that we are not going ahead with the sale of the UAE or the Middle East plant, how someone look at the overall growth in the Middle East when we had decided in the past that we wanted to sell it? So when you compare with the past six numbers, how shall one look at the fortune of the Middle East operation?
Yeah. Jatin?
Yes, sir.
This is the only question you have or any other question?
No, sir, I have a couple of more.
So I think you asked, give me your question first, so I will answer at the time of all the questions. One's regarding the UAE, right?
Yeah, and secondly, on the loan for assets, the last quarter we were decided to dispose around 90 crores. Now we have increased it to 125 crores, and as per our practice, we indicated that 65 crores we have already achieved it, or we have received it. But as per the cash flow, it indicates only 30 crores which have come to the business. So is it safe to assume that 90-95 crores will probably come in the second half?
I will clarify, because there is confusion is with you. I will clarify.
Yeah, and third, on the capacity utilization across the product mix, you can help us to understand the future growth driver.
Right.
So these are the third questions. Three questions.
Yeah, we have four questions. First, you told me about the that UAE business. You know that overseas we do manufacturing the packaging product only, that is called jerrycan, IBC and drums. Now, I have clarified in the past also, overseas business, if I consider the 100% revenue, we normally get 30% revenue in the MENA region, which is inclusive of the four countries, that is Sharjah, Bahrain, Saudi and Egypt. Egypt is around 75% of revenue, if I am not wrong. I told Middle East revenue in the terms of the rupee is around 350 crores. And that 350 crores revenue, if I will sell out, there was out of the revenue figure was around 175 crores. So we had agreed to sell by getting 50% or 100% valuation was $50 million, and 50% valuation was to $25 million, which if I will take my EBITDA of 22 and 23 average, we were selling at the time of the multiplier of between 7.5 around. But as this current year is concerned, 24, we are already 1 month away from closing of this year. So we have told very clearly, we should get the EBITDA multiplier not 22, it's a 23 and 24 average. Yes, and this was agreed in between us. And further, looking to the present growth, we have asked very simple questions, because it took 8 months time in concluding this deal. But again, delay is we are holding our decision about the expansion plan of the Saudi and other expansion plans of the Middle East. So we thought, when the company is growing, we should not agree, because 150 crores this company is getting. It is equivalent to, I can say, the 4 or 5 months profit of the company as a whole organization. That is the point we considered. And I have been clearly advised my board member not to sell this the business. You grow yourself. When the international business, we have reviewed for next 2-3 years time, and we sustainable, and is the good growth is coming around 15%. So there is no need for sale. That is the guidance given by my board. Accordingly, we have conveyed this message to the, one thing again I am clarifying you, as a company side, we have not incurred any, because it's a succession based transaction was there. So as a company, we have not incurred any kind of the expenses for sale of this investment. This was the, whoever agencies were there also was very clear, if transaction goes through, then only you will get the fees. Otherwise, everything at par, we are back to the home. Now, second, you have asked non-core assets. I think you have heard about the March only. But in the month of last Q3 of 24, in the around the November or December, I have said my non-core assets was 125 crores. By March, 30 crore was already realized. So balance 90 crores shown in the balance sheet for the realizable value for the 24-25. So out of that 90 crores, again, we have realized around 30 crores. So it's around 60 crores is pending, and that's also we are, I mentioned to you, we are focusing that in the next 12 months time. Third, you have asked about the capacity. So capacity utilization, as the 15% company is growing and company management decided to do the only brownfield expansion wherever required, looking to the each of the product capacity. For example, you have seen, we have a shortage of the capacity of CNG expansion, so definitely the expansion is going on in some kind of the IBC, need-based expansion is doing in India and overseas put together. But I am glad to tell you, the overall capacity utilization, if you ask me, India and overseas put together is around 82%, and overseas utilization is more, 87%, and the India utilization is around 80%, so contribution basis it is 82%. And that is as the company utilization is increasing and the value-added product sales is increasing. Therefore, you have seen the EBITDA is increasing on quarter on quarter by 20 to 30 basis points, which is evident from the margins. So I think I have answered your all the four.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the detailed answer. Just a follow-up questions on your first answer. When we indicated that we are not going with the Middle East, so is it fair to assume that the growth, the target growth for the entire overseas is 15%, or it is only the Middle East?
No. I am again, because you are right. If I am getting 100% revenue from overseas, we have a three continent, I can say. One is the Middle East, where we get 30% of revenue. Around 50% revenue we get from the Southeast Asia, which covers Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam and Taiwan. And another 20% revenue we get from the that USA part, where we have a presence in three cities. But as company management decided to expand further in USA, US country is growing now. The last 2 years situation is improving, and further it will strengthen as Trump has recently taken as the president of the USA. So I think very aggressive. So considering, I am very clear from my international director, international president to look after this business. He is targeting to growth 15% overseas across the countries everywhere. So he can give me consolidation growth. India is also, we are quite confident for the 2 to 3 years time. Because one another thing I think everybody is evident there. The oil prices have gone down in the range of $70 to $75, which at one point of time it was $85 to $90. So it is good when the polymer prices are down, company take the strength and the benefit pass on to the customer, and it gives good conversion from metal to the polymer and composite product take place faster. That is the metal advantage, better advantage of conversion and this thing. So, and another thing, it is seen that in the last 1 year or next 1 year also, 1 or 2 years, good new capacities of polymers are also coming. I am glad to tell you, anybody in the processing industry, next 3 years good for the polymer processing and composite product company, because the capacity and there is a demand gap between the demand and the supply. So it means the buyer's market, you can ask your discounts, whatever things you want, and the faster conversion will be there. Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the detailed answer. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Always pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anushka Rai from Trade Brains. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, I wanted to ask you about the value-added products. So in the presentation, I read that the company is focusing on increasing the share from its value-added products in terms of revenue and margin. So I just wanted to understand what are the plans for expansion in the pipeline. And also, I also read that in the QIP that it is mentioned that the company is going to allocate some amount for this. So what percentage of the QIP can be expected to be put in this segment?
In fact, if you go to the objective of the QIP, I will tell you, if company is going to incur 100 rupees for the expansion, I think you can consider almost 50% for value-added product, because then only that percentage can be the higher and reach to the 35% of the total revenue. And as I mentioned in previously also, company in the existing product will do the brownfield expansion. But the major expansion in India and overseas put together is the value-added product. And value-added product which covered, you have seen in my earning presentation slide, what are the product covered under the value-added product. It's clearly mentioned value-added products are the composite LPG, oxygen, CNG, and the MOX film, and the IBC. One another product we have not ready here, but very huge potential, that is hydrogen cylinders, and that is the futures will be in the hydrogen cylinders after the CNG. So company is focusing on business also. Company has already got the approval for hydrogen cylinders. And further, I am glad to tell you, another application is also coming up, which government is also focusing on the application of cylinder in the drone. The government is focusing and as using more drone by the agriculture use also, and for surveillance. So currently, what I understand, the most of the drone company, I think 20-25 companies are in India who have just is engaged in manufacturing the drone. And as I understand, drone value per drone value ranging from 5 lakhs to 30 lakhs rupees. And many agriculturists now started using the fertilizer seed growing is the drone they are using. And currently they use the batteries. So when they will use this cylinder, then they can go the fly on the high, and further they can fly the more hours, 4 times capacity more than the present batteries they which they use it. So this the new application is coming, and very soon you will heard application for the drone application of our products. I will update as we get the final approval for this. Very huge opportunity in that line of the business. Because internationally I understand it's a $40 billion business as far as drones are concerned globally. But India has a good opportunity. So we'll see how we'll grab that opportunity available. So company, you are right. If I will incur 100 rupees, 50% will go for value-added product and 50% for the brownfield expansion of the existing. Because value-added product, we are estimating growth of 30% year on year for at least next 3 years' time. And the value-added existing products, the packaging, we are considering growth of 10 to 12%. So combined of both is averaging around 15% growth we are projecting.
All right, sir. And sir, I also wanted to ask you one more thing, which is about your CAPEX. So what is the CAPEX plan for the H2 and FY26? And also, what kind of growth are you expecting in terms of volume and value in this period?
In fact, I can tell you the volume growth, because value, you have seen recently, as I mentioned, the 16% volume growth and revenue growth is 14% because of the price differences, revenue. But when we estimate our business, when I am telling you the 15% growth, that is the volume growth. Revenue may be 20%, may be 10%, but the volume growth is depending on the pricing of the each of the product, composite products and the polymer prices, which is linked with the demand supply. Now, you are asking me CapEx. You have seen in the last track record of the 5 or 7 years, company was doing expenditure of in the range of around 180 to 200 crores. This year, including the value-added product sale, we had projected around 180 to 200 crores. And in the first half, around 99 crores is 95 crores incurred. And in the balance of overall estimation in the beginning of the year, we had given it will be around 175 to 80 crores. And if you ask me the net capex after the reduction of the non-core assets, it will be in the range of around 125 to 130 crores. That already in the beginning of the year I have given my projections. So I think looking to the first half 95 years, the maximum capex in whole of the year will be in the range of 180 to 200 crores. And out of that, whatever costs will come from the sale of the non-core assets will be netted off from this.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dolly Chaudhary from Niveshaay. Please go ahead. The next question is from the line of Khush Bafna from Bafna Brothers Finance and Property Agent. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, ma'am? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, Khush. Yes.
Hi, sir. Many congratulations on your excellent performance and also continuous debt reduction. I just had a small question, sir, from my side about the trade receivables which are being shown in the books. Any estimate as to when that comes little down, or this is how the company maintains in general business conditions?
No, no, it's okay. I think it is going to be down. As you know that, especially normally I talk about the when working capital days I am talking, which is 100 days. So what happened always, working capital cycle time, as we know the working is the inventory days, then receivable days, and the minus the creditors. So if I am getting more credit, I will give more credit to the debtors. But always one principle is very clear over company. If anybody would like to have a more credit more than 30 days time, I will have to simple at 1% cost of the credit to them. And that is the advantage to the company, because if I am passing on my cost of the funding is around 9%. So if I am taking 12%, so it is benefit to the company. But at the same time, normally average the receivables we have seen 73 days. It's the combination of the various products, with some products we give the credit of 60 days, some products we give the 90 days, but maximum credit we give 90 days for some of the products which the industry itself is giving, though I have also to follow the industrial norms. But certain products we give 45 days credit, so it's the average working out around 73 days. But if maximum whatever efforts we'll do, we can go down to 70 days, not less than that, in the combination of that. Because in our nature of the product is such that we supply the products, then our customer considers the credit period after receipt of the material at their site or acceptance by their site. Because if you take the especially, for example, PE pipe product, we supply the material, customer received after 10 days, then it will receive from their site, then further from their site they receive to, they inform to their head office, and then our head office will consider the days. If I am giving the credit of 40 days, the actual credit period will be 60 days. So I am considering 15 days is acceptance and the transient period in receipt of the consignments. So if we do best efforts, it cannot go less than 70 days. I'll have to consider. But yes, what we can do, as we are keeping our target of 90 days periods. What we can balance out, we can reduce the inventory level by 5 to 7 days further, and that efforts are continuing, because in the current scenario, our certain products which are, we are depending on the imports, but yes, we are developing, we are have certain understanding with the local manufacturers to develop this product in the next 2 years' time. I don't want to mention the name of the polymer manufacturer because they are the large company, and the confidentiality agreement signed between us to develop that product based on the government also like Make in India. But I am sure in the 2 years' time, this working capital cycle time 90 days based on the inventory level go down from 70 to 60, debtor from 73 to 70, and the creditors to increase to 50 days. So that's where we will be able to maintain 90 days time. There is a still availability of 10 days to improve working capital cycle time.
Right, sir. Thank you so much for your detailed answer and wishing you all the best for the forthcoming QIP and also the entering into drone. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Priyank Parekh from Abacus Asset Managers, LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is more of a clarificatory in nature. So I think we have the CNG cascade capacity of 480 cascades per annum. Is it right, sir?
Yeah, you're right. In
yeah,
terms
so,
of the cylinder, you can say 30,000 cylinder.
Yeah, so sir, currently we are, in this quarter, if I say, we have manufactured 135 in terms of volume, 135 cascades in terms of volume. And if I just do 135 into 4, it will give me a number around 540. So just wanted to understand, when we have capacity of 480 cascades per annum, why this excess production? So what is my gaping understanding?
No. You see that in the first half, how much sale was there? In the first half, it was the 95 cascades.
Yes.
Correct.
Second half, 135. You put both put together is how much? 230. Right?
Yes. Correct.
So number of the cascade, I tell you, the cascade is the two types of the cascade, because number of the cascade I will mention, it is not relating to 60 cylinder cascade, because the cascade, certain cascade size where we use the 40 cylinder, certain cascade where we use the 60 cylinder, depending the capacity of the each cylinder.
Okay.
So number of the cascade don't multiply directly. Number of the cascade, if I will sell the mini cascade and the... You know that bus, 60 passenger bus and mini bus and the big bus, is a difference.
Yes. Okay.
So that's don't see the number of the cascade, you see the revenue part.
Okay, understood.
So in terms of the revenue, you can work out very well. The maximum revenue for 460 cascade is there, and 480 cascade, if 90% utilization considering the holidays, the revenue can be of around 350 crores. Revenue can be generated from CNG business, whether I sell mini cascade or I sell the large big cascade. But yes, as the expansion, if you attended my last call and you, Sunil Bhai and you, Raman, know very well that the capacity of 600 cylinder around 36,600 is coming in the Q4, it is complete. So next year definitely the projections will be the higher.
Okay, and that capacity is coming, sir, on which time period you see it?
I think Q4 it is coming already. My trial
is okay, Q4. Okay.
Construction.
Understood, sir.
It is delayed by 6 months. I mentioned in my last call also it is delayed because of the elections, because of the Russia-Ukraine war, because of the Red Sea problems, European problems, multiple problems were there. It is otherwise by this time. Wait. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just a minute. Otherwise, the project would be on the streamline by this time, but it is delayed by almost 4 to 5 months.
Okay. So,
Yeah, sir.
Thank you. That's it from my side.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dolly Chaudhary from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I had two questions. So, first of all, in our presentation deck, we have mentioned that in CNG cylinders, our per year opportunity size is approximately 2,200 crores. And I believe in our this year we can do around 350 to 400 crores. So I wanted to understand, as we are the only player, how the remaining demand is being fulfilled.
No, no, I'm telling you. One of our, it's a, every customer give us some delivery schedule timing, in fact. Now, you know that if you go through my projections, large business potential is there as far as CNG cylinder is concerned. If you have gone through the policy of 2020, that as far as composite product, CNG business potential is 28,000 crores for the different application, with CNG cascades, mobile refilling units, compressed biogas plants. You must have seen today Economic Times, which is the Reliance has declared 65,000 crore investment in compressed biogas plant in Andhra Pradesh. So that is also where the cylinder can be used. CNG for intra-city bus. But what we are projecting, it's an 8-year and 4-year policy. So we are projecting the composite business, cylinder business can be of 2,200 crores yearly business. It is possible in the next 3 years' time, looking at the policy of this government. So in that direction only we are working. So we are also targeting in the next 5 years' time, this composite product, which is currently 350 crores, can be reached to over 2,000 crores in the 5 years' time and around 1,500 crores in the next 3 years' time. That is the, we are also projecting in this business. In this business, we have not used the all the existing casket, which is metal casket, because CNG cylinders are available for more than 20, 30 years in India. This policy is for the new stations. You know that Indian government has allocated in 29 districts 8,000 station, new stations are under construction, and allotment have been given to various gas distribution companies, which includes government and private gas distribution companies. So very huge potential, CNG, and later on, future also it will go on the hydrogen also.
Okay, sir, that was helpful. And next question I had regarding the value-added products and the development that we have presented. So I wanted to understand what can be the, like, where are we on this composite fire extinguisher and hydrogen cylinder? Like, what is the update on that and what can be the opportunity size for it going forward?
In fact, in value terms, opportunity is very huge. We have not yet summarized at all. You know that first thing is the composite fire extinguisher. Current fire extinguisher, you know that metal, everybody has a compulsory. Even now I have seen many societies are keeping, many means government authorities have to keep, every industry has to keep it. But it is just formalities, because everywhere you will see the fire extinguisher is made from the metal, which is very, very heavy, and it is not very usable friendly. Light fire extinguisher, I tell you, the fire extinguisher which we are developing, the weight will be 20% of the existing weight of the cylinder. Yes, the price will be higher. But you know that India, people are willing to price subject to the item can be used. You must have seen today, nowadays, the buyers of the Apple phone are more than the other Samsung phone. Similarly, you see the prices are higher, but people more buyer. So these items which we are developing is a very high value items, but yes, it's a usable and it has an advantage. Just my colleague director, Mr. Raghupati, will explain more about the fire extinguisher.
See, as Bharat was also explaining, that typically the fire extinguishers are made of metal and they are, you know, normally installed at a place and very rarely in use. Though the cylinder is, extinguishers are not used, they undergo a lot of corrosion and deterioration of the cylinder. And when the need comes in, you have to ensure that these cylinders are actually in working condition. On many, many places that have been observed that the cylinders are non-functional and they don't even work because of the fact they continue to corrode. The advantage with the composite cylinders would be that they will not rust or corrode, and that's a big advantage that we'll have. In some of the new trains that have been rolled out by the Government of India, such as the Vande Bharat, etc., if you go through the documents there, in the tender documents, they have mandated the use of composite fire extinguishers in those new age trains. So it's a clear acknowledgement as well of the technology that is available, and we are moving in that direction. The demand is enormous, there is no doubt about it. Likewise, hydrogen, I would put it, the story is very well validated, and most of the geographies, most of the countries, in any geography, they are all proceeding on this. We are also in a position to see there are enough, initiatives being taken both by the government as well as by the private sectors to, venture into hydrogen. Multiple hydrogen generating plants have already put in place. So there is a lot of interest that is being generated in the high-pressure cylinders that are being manufactured by us. So we are very hopeful that, all these new initiatives in these new technology items are going to be a good opportunity for the company to grow.
Okay, just a follow-up question. So I want to know if there are other players also who are in India who are working on this composite fire extinguisher. If it's compulsory in Vande Bharat, maybe there must be other players also who are working on this.
Yes, there would be some initiatives that will be taken. I mean, since we have taken the lead, we are there much ahead of the others. So in any industry, you will have some people or the other who will follow us. There's no doubt about it.
But one thing, why we are going under this development, because we are already working on the composite products since last 4 years. So one experience what we have, you know that in composite product, initially we started from the LPG cylinder, then we expanded to the CNG cylinder, then we have expanded to the oxygen, now we expanded to the hydrogen. So at least somebody has to pass on the basics, whichever is there, it took time in the 5 years. Always, the first mover advantage, the experience and identity which have. If anybody straight will come, it is not very easy for everybody, means.
Right, sir. That will be all. Thank you and all the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Heet Vora from Guardian Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. I had one question on the CNG cylinder, CNG composite cylinder. So in the AR, we have written that we've already gotten an approval from Tata Motors. While I know that, we are going to look at automotive applications only once the new capacity comes in, but any sort of RFQs that we've received from maybe Tata Motors for the CNG cylinder?
Okay. I just clarify you. Sorry. Today, we have an approval for automotive industry for the size of 60 liters. For the gas industry, 156 liters. Now, as I have mentioned, I think if you attended my last call, we have a capacity limitations because currently whatever we are producing, we are selling as a complete cascade where we use the CNG cylinder and selling as a cascade to the gas distribution company. Now, definitely, because the automotive industry, already we have approval, and currently automotive industry is using the cylinders which is made from the metal only. So we have started working with them. We know that it's a 8 to 12 months project when working with the automotive line. So already my team have started working with them, getting the drawings, do the because every vehicle's capacity is different. Then we need to do the development of the tool for each and every model and each and every manufacturers. So our team has started talking with them. And when expansion will come in the Q4 of this FY25, thereafter we will take with the each of the OEM and supply them. Approval we have already. There is approval wise there is no problem. We have a currently limitation, and instead of selling the only cylinder to them, better to use the value-added product and sell as a cascade to the gas distribution company. There's a priority on that.
No, so actually my question was, have the plant audits been done by these OEMs?
Of course, OEM, IMM, we are the category one supplier. We are having a green channel with all OEMs because certain OEM products we have done, for example, Tata, we are already working diesel fuel tanks we have worked out and we are supplying from my Pannagar factory. You know that Tata Magic and that vehicle, they are using that fuel tank of the gas, diesel fuel tanks. We are supplying. For composite product, air receiver tank, we have worked for 30 liters with them, now 20 liters under development. Certain composite products which are not of the commodity nature, we have a relationship with Tata, Ashok Leyland, so we do some of the automotive components which are not of the commodity, the specific customized product. We already deal with them. So So in fact, people have started talking with them. We are in process of getting their design, rank, approvals. Then we will do the development, submit them. Then the PESO approval will be required. And when you go in automotive industry, then automotive research institute, which is in Pune, their approval will also be required. So we'll do the right time that all get the approvals, and we will introduce that in automotive industries also. But there are so many other things, many composite products. By using the same line, we can bug out for the automotive industry.
Understood. That was it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devam from Adrico. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations, sir, on a decent set of numbers. Ask a few questions.
Yeah.
So firstly, we have seen typically in the past that there is a propensity that we have higher revenues in H2. So can we expect that based on the way our current business, order books and everything is placed, that H2 should be higher revenue than H1 for us, given the client mix and their programs and everything?
It's always happened. As I mentioned you, in Q1 we get business of 22%, Q2 24%, both put together 45-46%. So it's the first half, you will see 45%, last 10 years progress, you can see that. And the second half always we get 55%. Then again in Q3, 26% and Q4, 28%. It's a trend of the industry. Last Q4 always turnover is high. You see our last Q4 turnover, Q3, it is easily comparable.
Sure, sir. A couple of questions on the expansions. One is TPL Plastic, we have announced an expansion. So what kind of total capex and asset turns do we expect over there? And also in at the overall, that is at the Time Techno overall total capex, how much do we expect for entire FY25 and 26? And in general, what are the guiding rules that we would consider for an expansion in terms of asset turns and margins to consider it in a particular product or technology type?
You are agreed. I think you're right question. As far as you asked me, the overall capex as a consolidation basis, India, overseas put together, is in the range of 160 to 180 crores or maximum 200 crores. Now, out of the 200 crores also, you will see around 70 to 80 crores on account of the maintenance capex, automation, re-engineering to maintain the capacity and the tool developments. Balance 120 crores expansion where we will edit the capacity in valued products or the existing product capacity. Now, specifically another you have asked me, and specifically this year I mentioned out of 180 to 90 crore, we have already non-core asset sales business will be there. So net of that, the capex will be hardly 140 to 150 crores. Then 25-26, here the same in the range of 150 to 180 crores considering the expansion line in India and overseas. And somebody has asked me just in this call itself, how you distribute. I'm very clear. In our business, value-added product, when we invest 1 rupees, we get more than 3 times our revenue. But when we do the investment in the other existing product line, brownfield expansion, normally we see the 3 times of the revenue we should get it in the value-added products. And the other products, we get the in the range of 2 to 2.5 times. But we have seen whenever we do the automation, re-engineering product, we consider payback period, and payback period should be less than 4 years, to whether by way of a reduction in the power cost, reduction in the labor cost, etc. So many other areas also I am working. I am not advertising every, but I am led to tell you, we are working on the power cost reductions also. As you know that government is also focusing on the use of the solar power. I am just ballpark figure which I remember I would like to tell you. In a year in India, we use 15 crores units of the power. So now, you know that certain government's policy has come out in Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra, Gujarat, to you can buy up to 75 to 80% of your power requirement from the solar manufacturing companies. So already, we have already signed agreement, we have done the equity investment, and we are going to save almost 3 rupees a unit. So if I just remember, around 4 crore units, which we have a requirement in Gujarat, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, we have signed. So company will be able to save next year at least 12 crores on account of the power cost itself. because otherwise my power cost itself is more than 110 crore or something we are paying annually. Now, the similar policy we are expecting in the other states also, like in Telangana, in Uttarakhand, in Himachal, everywhere we are expecting, yes. Because one, our team is completely following with the government, ministry department and the other local departments. Wherever policy is coming, immediately we are tying up and try to save this cost, because it's the major cost as far as power is concerned. Our in business, two are the major cost other than the raw material, is the power and the main power. So we work hard on that, how we can reduce this cost by increasing the productivity and by increasing doing the automations. So we will be able to get the more productivity and increase the percentage and offer our product competitive pricing to the customer. That is the main objectives of the company.
Right. Yes, sir. I had also asked regarding the TPL Plastec expansion and what kind
of... Sorry. TPL Plastec is just expansion in the Concon region, because Time Technoplast do not manufacture IBs in the Maharashtra Concon region. Currently, their customers are servicing from the Union Territory area, Daman or Silvassa and Dahej area. So too much logistic cost is involved. But especially is this Concon area... The too much chemical zone is coming up, Maharashtra government, and many new units are coming up that region, which already mentioned in North, you must have seen, see the solar, PV chemicals, fruits, juice industry, semiconductor, many new units are coming, and because of the near to the Navasheva port and the region that chemical zones is coming up. So TPL Plastic, exact investment will work out, but roughly, I can say, it will be in the value of around 20 to 25 crores, including the cost of the land and buildings and equipments. And so that if company will do 25 crore investment, then definitely it can generate the revenue of around 75 to 80 crores rupees.
And this would be falling in the category of value-added products only, right?
Oh, value-added product, yes.
And sir, a couple of bookkeeping questions. One is, your depreciation is lower. What would be the main reason? Would this be related to the non-core asset disposal, or why would the depreciation year on year be lower from 46 to 42 crores?
No. Depreciation is in the range of 150 to 160 crores. And again, it is lower because a certain assets which is already depreciated. We are that, we are 94 company. So almost 30 years have gone, many assets already written off, no need to again write off that depreciation. So that is the, maybe the difference.
Okay, I mean, because there was a sharp year-on-year drop of almost 10%.
Yeah, because you know that 25 years company, some assets already know, you know, we considered the life of the building 25 years, life of the plant and machinery is 20 years, life of the mold and machine, life of the molds and tools 10 years. So definitely it is going to be reducing the system.
Fair enough. And finally, sir, what is the what will be the current borrowing rates for debt for us, and incremental debt, how much would we be borrowing it?
In the range, I can provide you the range, because company is rated and a double A rated company, and so the rate of the interest is in the range of, we are considering, if you ask me the range, 8.25% to 9% is the range we are keeping ourselves in India, and similarly in overseas it is in the range of 6 to 7%.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, sir. That's it from my side.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Ankur Savaria, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on fantastic set of numbers.
Thank you. My question is, sir, now... You don't have to market response,
how much you work, we are going to
continue to work. Sir, today it seems like that. Yes, today after so much work, after the market is okay. We are not working beyond the market. We trust in that. Do the work, don't do the fruit. Today will get, tomorrow
will get. Sir, today the routine, पिछले दो साल में मार्केट ने पूरा आपको साफ दिया, ऐसी बात नहीं है?
नहीं, सही बात है ना, मार्केट देख के फोन करता है बस, मार्केट का तो अभी अपने को अपना काम किए जाओ, फल की इच्छा मत करो, अपन उसी में विश्वास करते हैं भाई।
जी सर,
हाँ बोलिए बोलिए।
जो अब हम लोग का जैसे वी आर ट्राइंग टू सेल ऑफ आवर MENA business. So now the company policy has changed and now we are not looking forward to selling any business overseas, or we are still looking into it?
नहीं, अगर सही बात बताऊं तो मैं अभी इमीडिएटली आप बोलोगे तो कोई किसी में इंटरेस्ट नहीं है मेरे को, क्योंकि जब मेरे खुद के प्लान डेप्री होने के प्लान है, खुद के एक्सपांशन प्लान है, आज अमेरिका में 2 नई यूनिट लगा रहा हूं, मैंने मिडिल ईस्ट में 2 यूनिट नई लगा रहा हूं मैं, एंड कंपनी के खुद के ओवर 15% ग्रोथ कर रहा हूं, इतना मार्केट अनसर्टेनिटी में भी, तो मेरे को कोई जरूरत नहीं है। ना तो मेरे पास फाइनेंशियल रिसोर्स की कमी है, ना मेरे पास मैन पावर रिसोर्स की कमी है, ऑल आर अवेलेबल।
तो आर रेवेन्यू टारगेट फॉर नेक्स्ट 2 इयर्स फॉर फाइनेंशियल ईयर 26 विल बी समवेयर अबाउट 6,000 crores इन दैट केस।
पार्डन प्लीज, थोड़ा आवाज क्रॉस हो रहा
है। रेवेन्यू टारगेट,
रेवेन्यू तो आप अभी 5,000 crore का टर्नओवर पिछले साल ही किए हो, 15% ग्रोथ, 30% से ग्रो होता है, 30% 5,000 crore तो 6,500 crore होता है, एथेमेटिक कैलकुलेशन।
ठीक है सर, एंड सर एनी अपडेट ऑन द एलपीजी ऑर्डर, बिकॉज लास्ट टाइम इट वॉज ओनली एनहांस फॉर 1 month बिकॉज ऑफ द इलेक्शन, तो उसके बाद कुछ एनी एनहांसमेंट न्यूज एनीथिंग?
नहीं बॉस, हमारा कोई भी प्रोडक्ट ऐसा इलेक्शन से लिंक नहीं है, वी आर नॉट डिपेंडिंग ऑन द इलेक्शन, हमारा कोई डायरेक्ट गवर्नमेंट से कोई बिजनेस नहीं है, और ये जो गैस डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन कंपनीज हैं एलपी, उनको रेगुलर बिजनेस है, उनको कोई इलेक्शन से लेना देना नहीं है। फॉर एग्जाम्पल आज आईओसीएल को अगर सिलेंडर खरीदने हैं, बीपीसीएल एचपीसीएल, तो उनको कोई टेंडर से कोई रेस्ट्रिक्ट नहीं कर सकता, वो तो उनका बिजनेस ऑपरेशन है, तो उससे कोई इलेक्शन से कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता।
लास्ट टाइम रिकलेक्ट करेक्टली, जो हमारा एलपीजी का ऑर्डर था वो फिनिश होने के बाद थोड़ा सा एनहांसमेंट आया था, तो आपने कहा था कि
उसके बाद में आपको मैंने लास्ट क्वार्टर में अपडेट भी किया था कि अभी हम 10 किलो का सिलेंडर कंटिन्यू रहेगा, लेकिन साथ में लार्ज वॉल्यूम का मतलब होता है 50 लाख 60 सिलेंडर का ऑर्डर निकालने के लिए, उन्होंने हमको कहा है कि आप 14.5 किलो का भी सिलेंडर डेवलप कर लो, हमको मतलब मैं और सुप्रीम साथ में ही इन्वॉल्व हैं, हम दोनों ही 14.5 का डेवलप कर रहे हैं, अब वो टूल डेवलपमेंट करेंगे, ड्राइंग डिजाइन सबमिट किया है, ये कोई आजकल में नहीं हो जाता है, ये कम से कम 6 महीने का प्रोजेक्ट रहता है, ड्राइंग डिजाइन अप्रूवल होगा, प्रोडक्ट बनाएंगे सबमिट करेंगे, पैसों की अप्रूवल आएगी, बट ड्यूरिंग द इंटरवेनिंग पीरियड के अंदर में 10 किलो का चालू रहेगा। दूसरा, आई एम ग्रेट टू टेल यू कि आईओसीएल के साथ साथ में अभी आईओसीएल ने हमको पिछले मार्च से हमको परमिशन दी थी डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर मीट करने की, उनके सभी डिस्ट्रीब्यूटरों को सिटी में जाकर के डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर मीट करने का और अवेयरनेस क्रिएट करने का, तो ऑलरेडी आज की डेट में 14 सिटी में हो चुका है, और अभी एचपीसीएल बीपीसीएल ने भी अलाउ कर दिया है, क्योंकि परमिशन देनी पड़ती है, क्योंकि उनके कस्टमर जो डीलर्स है उनको हम मिल रहे हैं, और उनके डीलर्स डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर को सिटी में जाकर के अवेयरनेस क्रिएट कर रहे हैं, जो फ्यूचर में इसकी डिमांड क्रिएट की जा सके, तो ये अवेयरनेस चालू है, अपने को उल्टा 6 महीना टाइम मिल गया टाइम के लिए, तो उस 6 महीनों में अंदर ऑल ओवर इंडिया पे बेसिस पे एचपीसीएल बीपीसीएल आईओसीएल के डिस्ट्रीब्यूटरों को मीट करके अवेयरनेस क्रिएट किया जाएगा कि भाई व्हाट आर द एडवांटेज ऑफ सिलेंडर, क्योंकि नॉर्मली आदमी को क्या लगता है, अरे ये प्लास्टिक का सिलेंडर और लोखंड का सिलेंडर है, लेकिन प्लास्टिक का सिलेंडर हल्का है, एक्सप्लोजन प्रूफ है, उसके अंदर में लाइट वेट है, इजी गैस विजिबिलिटी है, ये सब एक्सप्लेन करने के लिए हम डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर को एक्सप्लेन करेंगे, तो डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर डीलर्स को बोलेगा, डीलर्स कंज्यूमर को बोलेगा, फिर मास मीडिया में यूज होगा, तब जाकर के यूज होगा इसका धीरे
धीरे। एनी अपडेट ऑन ऑर्डर्स ऑफ ऑक्सीजन सिलेंडर?
ऑक्सीजन सिलेंडर का यस, वी हैव ऑर्डर, हम अभी तक एग्जीक्यूट नहीं कर रहे थे क्योंकि मेरे पास लाइन खाली नहीं थी, पर अभी इस क्वार्टर में हमने कुछ एग्जीक्यूट किए भी हैं, ऑलरेडी मेरे पास ऑर्डर तो पहले से ही 5,000 सिलेंडर ऑक्सीजन सिलेंडरों का था ऑलरेडी, लेकिन सप्लाई चालू करी है, और जैसे मैंने अभी थोड़ी देर पहले कहा था कि ये यही लाइन पे हम लोग Type 3 के ट्रॉन एप्लीकेशन के लिए भी सिलेंडर का अप्रूवल आने वाला है, विच अ वेरी वेरी ह्यूज मार्केट, लेकिन उसमें जो हाइड्रोजन सिलेंडर है Type 3 का है, बहुत जल्दी आपको न्यूज मिल जाएगी इसकी अप्रूवल की, एंड वी आर गोइंग टू सप्लाई फॉर ट्रॉन एप्लीकेशन ऑल्सो। नया जिस ऐसा वॉट वी आर लुकिंग, वी आर इन कम्पोजाइट प्रोडक्ट, कम्पोजाइट प्रोडक्ट में एलपीजी है, सीएनजी है, हाइड्रोजन है, ड्रोन एप्लीकेशन है, एयर रिसीवर टैंक है, ऑटोमोटिव सेक्टर में, और जैसे ये फायर एक्सटेंशन है, वी विल यूज अवर नॉलेज ऑफ द कम्पोजाइट प्रोडक्ट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग एंड एक्सप्लोर द पॉसिबिलिटी इन द इंडस्ट्रीज वेयर दिस आइटम्स कैन बी यूज।
एब्सोल्युटली, और बहुत सारे हाई राइज बिल्डिंग में भी ये बहुत काम की चीज है सर।
बिल्कुल, अरे पॉइंट सीधा है, जहां लोखंड 100 किलो लगता है एक आइटम में, अगर कंपोजिट प्रोडक्ट का आपका 40 किलो में काम होता है तो 60% वेट कम हो जाता है, 60% वेट कम हो जाता है, जिससे कि आइटम की एफिशिएंसी बढ़ जाती है, इजी इन हैंडलिंग हो जाता है।
कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन,
थैंक यू, थैंक यू, या
थैंक यू,
इट्स ओवर।
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much, my all valued existing and prospective investors, to listen peacefully. And I tried my best to provide you clarification. If any person later on comes, any query, clarification, they ask, we have a investor relationship agency, that is Orient Capital is there. We have provided number of the company, Investor Relationship Manager, Mr. Himanshu, number is also mentioned. In addition to that, you can ask Mr. Purohit that Kavita Securities, they are also aware about the updating time to time, who are arranging this conference call. So thank you once again to all the participants. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kaviraj Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.